A warning. The next segment will feature discussions of suicide and suicidal ideation. You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg. Imagine working your whole life to play in the NFL. And in 2014, you are drafted in the first round by the Philadelphia Eagles. But the pressure grows, and eventually you are pushed to nearly taking your own life. That is the story of former Eagle Marcus Smith II. Fast forward, and the six-year veteran of the NFL has since transformed crippling anxiety and depression into a post-football career as a mental health advocate and life coach. Marcus is here for Mental Health Awareness Month. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate you.
So before we talk about your story and how you got to this evolution, I got to go back to the love. When did you fall in love with football?
I've been playing football since I was five. Being from Georgia, it's like eat, sleep, breathe football. I got to watch Monday Night Football with my dad all the time. Being that I got to do that gave me a different type of love of the game. I used to idolize like Michael Vick, Vince Young, all of these people. So that's what kind of like gave me my love. And it really was a great thing because I definitely miss it, I will say.
And so you found success, high school, college. First round draft pick, ended up in Philadelphia. What was that time like for you?
Man, getting drafted on that day was like one of the best days of my life because I had worked my whole life to get to that point. And seeing the look on my dad's and my mom's face and just how proud everyone was of me, it's hard to describe that type of feeling when you worked your whole life to get to a certain point and you actually do it. You know, God was with you the whole entire way, ushering you into something that you dreamed about. So it was definitely something to remember.
Yeah. And then the smoke clears. You're in the NFL. You come to Philly. Reality hits. What was it like for you? Because it's not just about playing the game. It's so much more.
I always say to people, success is not a destination. It's a mindset. Once I got there, I realized that it was more work that had to be done. There were expectations from being a first round draft pick. There were expectations from the fans, from the coaches, from everybody in the actual organization. So it was a culture shock for me, honestly, because I've never been a part of something like that, something so much so that's greater than myself. And the fans would always give me a hard time about it, but that was my first time actually being introduced to something that was really bigger than me in a way that I couldn't even fathom. Like reporters would ask me, are you ready for the Philly fans? Are you ready for, you know, what's at stake? You know, my first thought would be like, yeah, I'm ready. But then when you get in the building and you're trying to perform and you feel like you can't perform at your highest level, and it's like you have bad game after bad game and you can't get out of this slump. It's like, well, dang, am I good? Am I the first round draft pick that they actually picked? That was kind of my first 2 years there. I had to find a way to try to find myself and try to get through these mental health battles because I was going through it. I was going through anxiety, depression, you name it. And I wasn't telling anybody because back then that's just not something that we talked about. And especially coming from the communities we come from, we don't talk about it at all.
I read that at some point you got to a level in your mental health where you began to hate football and that you actually took steps towards ending your life. What got you to that place and how did you pull yourself out of it?
So it started off in Philly, not performing, not doing what I would want to do, you know, as a career. And then I had all the outside noise, even family. Everything was just coming all together in one, and I didn't really know how to deal with that. Philly released me, and I ended up going to Seattle. But those same issues that I had in Philly transferred with me into Seattle, and I had just signed a $2.7 million deal, one-year deal, and it basically said to, hey, if you do well, we'll extend your career, like, further. And so I went into that year doing everything that I was supposed to be doing. But the anxiety, depression, I never addressed. I go to the hospital after having a panic attack and they like, you're fine. And I'm a very spiritual guy, Christian. And I'm like, asking God, like, what is wrong with me? That's when I started to go off the deep end a little bit. I woke up one morning for the last time, and I honestly was just tired. Kissed my wife on the head, and I got in the car, and I started to drive. Driving to the facility in Seattle is like part of the scenic route is like this hill. On the side of it, it's like a lot of rocks. And if you go off of it, like, you're a dead man. I mean, that's the only way I could put it. And that's where I was at. I'm like, you know what? If I die, I die. If I don't, then at least I'll be hurt enough to where I ain't got to play. As I was tipping my car, my wife calls me. And I jump the car back, get off the phone, and I start to do it again. And then my mother-in-law calls me. And then I jerk the car back out of frustration. Like, by the time I was done talking to her, I was at the bottom of the hill. At that moment, I realized that I've got to get some help. It was divine intervention for me to be doing what I'm doing now. And that's, you know, trying to save lives and putting more of an emphasis on mental health.
And so now you help others, paying it forward. It seems like you found new purpose.
Yeah, I think you really don't find your true purpose until you take the helmet off. I truly believe that we don't know who we are because football has been our life since for however long. And when you play in the NFL, it's so demanding of your time, everything, right? And you have to focus on that. This is what you have to focus on. When it comes to injury, you have to have a move on mentality. When it comes to concussions, you have to have a move on mentality. So think about us having to take that with us when we're done playing and we're trying to find out who we truly are as people, as a human, not as Marcus Smith, the football player. So when I look at guys who come and talk to me because I'm a life coach who just want to talk about their playing career or what they could do next, that's what I try to instill in them. It's like, look, you're more than a football player, right? Football is just what you did. It's not who you are.
That's such a beautiful message. And I mean, the blessed thing is you figured out who you were through this dark moment in your life and the divine intervention. Before we wrap up, I got to ask you, like, who was that guy before and who is the man that is sitting before me now?
Man, before was somebody who didn't know who he was. If you asked him who was Marcus Smith, he would give you the football answer. I'm a first round draft pick. I play for the Eagles. That's who I was born and bred to be. People didn't look at me as a human anymore. And so that was me before, trying to figure it out, going through anxiety, going through depression, not realizing that's what it was, and not being vulnerable enough to say I need help. The man I am today is the person that has found his purpose and has found a new way to bring light on mental health in ways that can resonate with people that play the same sport as me, but also athletes around the world. And like I said before, I always start stuff off with just saying that success is not a destination. It's a mindset. We have to realize that we are successful where we are right now. It's all in the mind what you think about what success is. Success is the pain that you endure along the way in order to get to your destiny. So that's the market that you see today.
That was Marcus Smith II. He was the first round draft pick for the Philadelphia Eagles back in 2014. These days, he's a life coach and host of the podcast Circle of M. Check him out at MarcusSmithII.com. If you or someone you know is contemplating suicide or is in mental health crisis, call the Suicide and Crisis Hotline by dialing 988. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.